WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Violence in healthcare settings is a growing problem in Kentucky and in other states as well. It is now a felony to assault a healthcare worker, punishable by 1 to 5 years in prison. My guest today is going to talk about her recent experience with hospital violence, and my apologies in advance for the sound of construction in the background. Teresa Brown is a nurse and writer who lives in Pittsburgh and has written numerous books about her experience as a nurse and about healthcare as a whole. Her new book, which will be released in October, is The Cost of Care: How Four Nurses Put Patients First in a Profit-Driven System. Teresa, thank you so much for chatting with me. You have written about so many issues that are close to my heart in healthcare, and one of the issues that is slowly becoming more and more, I think, into the public's consciousness is workplace violence, especially in the healthcare setting. Hospitals, clinics, that sort of thing, a truly burgeoning problem. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, Greg, well, thanks for having me. And I myself wrote about this recently because I had a patient who was elderly, didn't know what was going on, but spit in my face and really clawed my arm and drew blood. And it was profoundly upsetting. And I knew the statistics that there really is almost an epidemic of violence now against healthcare workers, nurses, physicians, all healthcare workers. But until that moment, I hadn't been completely aware of the sort of ripple effect that it has. And even though this patient didn't know what she was doing, I was still really hurt. And it's upsetting, to say the least. And I want listeners to think about how many of you, when you go to work, ever are sort of expected to accommodate someone assaulting you. It's really not what we expect from the workplace. And yet in healthcare, it's become so common and workers do not feel protected.
Yeah, it is such a huge problem that there's been recent legislation in Kentucky a couple of years ago that imposed severe civil and criminal penalties on individuals who assault a healthcare worker. And I'm sure there are laws in other states, and yet we still seem to have this systemic broad issue. I apologize for all the construction noise in the back here, but it's become such a huge issue. Do we know why? Anecdotally, it seems to have really spiked during or after the pandemic.
Yes, that's my understanding, that people were understandably at a very high fever pitch of emotion during COVID, and some of that hasn't gone away. But I think also a contributing factor is people's anger at the healthcare system, and some of that has to do with what's being said more on the right and the anti-vaccine movement and we can't trust public health. But also people are just really angry that they feel like healthcare is so expensive and yet their claims get denied, their authorizations take forever. It can take months to get an appointment to see even a primary care doctor. And people just find their humanity is really being insulted by the system when they're at their most vulnerable. And that makes people angry. And then we're in an angry moment in our country, right? We're in a moment of people speaking violently, where we see violence happening, and that also has a ripple effect. And then there's a sense that, well, it's just kind of part of the job. The first time I saw a nurse get hurt was in an emergency department, and you know, she said, I'm fine. And I mean, she got punched in the face by someone who also didn't know what he was doing. But, you know, imagine you're an accountant and a client comes in and just punches you in the face. They're going to call the police, right? That's assault. Yeah. And yet if it happens in an emergency department, it's just all in a day's work. And that's not right.
Yeah, the immediate thought that comes to mind is we didn't spend years studying anatomy, physiology, pharmacology, nursing, medicine in order to get punched. And yet this violence is so prevalent now. And I think it also resonates what you said. We have so much disinformation and misinformation now coming out of Washington and social media, things like that. So the irony of going from beating on pots and pans in New York to celebrate doctors and nurses during the surge of the pandemic to thinking that we are punching bags or expendable in some fashion. And it just shouldn't be part of the job, and it shouldn't be normalized.
Right. And that's such a good point, that turn against people in the healthcare system. And really, the public should understand that nurses and physicians are just as frustrated with the inadequacies of the system as they are. We really, really are. We are being constantly told to do more with less. We don't like having to deny people care, to not give people what they need. And we need change, obviously, in the system as a whole. So to say we're really on your side, even though in the moment it might not feel like that. So there's also this kind of empathy gap, right? Patients feel like we don't feel for them. Sometimes nurses and doctors feel like, well, the patients don't understand what we're going through. That's another kind of communication problem. Of course, violence is not the solution to that. I'm just saying that I understand the frustration. I would encourage people to try to find a different way to handle it. You know, call your members of Congress, complain to your insurance company, really take your complaint to the source of the problem. And the person trying to take care of you is not the source of your problem.
Teresa, thank you. Is there anything else before we part that you would want our listeners to know about your recent piece on your experience or on hospital clinic violence in general?
Yeah, I think as I said at the start, to emphasize that I really was not aware of how it would personally affect me. And I have been threatened at work. I broke up a fight once at work. This is the first time someone had hurt me, and it was profound, the effect that it had, not even just a sense of lack of safety, but of just kind of surreal, like, wait a minute, this is not my job, this is not what I signed up for, and yet everyone around me is treating it like, oh, this is normal. And, you know, we're in the middle of a national shortage of nurses working. There are enough nurses, they just won't take the jobs that are available. And this violence is part of it. People don't want to go to work and get hurt. It's scary. It could leave them unable to work for the rest of their lives if they get seriously hurt. You know, there are social and health ramifications. And we really need to do more about this than we're doing.
My thanks today to Teresa Brown, nurse and writer in Pittsburgh, for talking with us about violence in healthcare settings. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.